From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Los Angeles, celebrity private eye Anthony Pelicano pleaded not guilty today to federal charges of racketeering and conspiracy. Pelicano faces more than 100 counts of illegally wiretapping and spying on some major stars. As NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports, Hollywood observers wonder if some of Pelicano's clients may also be drawn into the prosecutor's net.
Before his arrest, Anthony Pelicano was known as the private eye to the stars, with high-profile clients including Michael Jackson and Elizabeth Taylor. He's now facing multiple indictments charging that he headed a criminal enterprise that listened in on the phone conversations of such actors as Sylvester Stallone and Keith Carradine. The 61-year-old Hollywood detective denies that he used wiretaps or that he bribed former police officers to get confidential and embarrassing information on celebrities and news reporters. Tom Mrazek is a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office. He says Pelicano was getting information to be used in civil lawsuits.
People would hire him to obtain information about people involved in divorce proceedings or business litigation, getting criminal records that aren't available to the general public from the corrupt law enforcement officers, getting private phone records on celebrities and other people who, you know, have unlisted numbers and try to maintain their privacy.
And that has made many people in Hollywood very nervous, says Variety reporter Janet Sprintz.
People are so anxious about it because Pelicano was employed by some major, major Hollywood lawyers. So the big question has been, if Pelicano goes down, does he take his lawyer clients with him?
Pelicano's trouble with the law began nearly 4 years ago when a former L.A. Times reporter investigating actor Steven Seagal walked to her car one morning to discover a dead fish, a rose, and a sign that read "Stop" on the hood. An ex-convict told investigators Pelicano paid him to carry out the threat. And when FBI agents searched his West Hollywood offices, they found grenades and plastic explosives. Pelicano was just about to wrap up a 30-month sentence for storing explosives when the latest indictments came out. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.